It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
I hope you rock a burnt onion. That's why we're here, asshole.
Matt.
I got shit stains in my socks.
Yeah.
Steve.
The McRib only comes out after, like, human disasters.
And Kevin.
You may be living on prayer, but I'm living in a hotel because my house is half gone.
I like these calm little moments before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go.
Inconceivable.
Ah! Hey, you, get your damn hands off her.
All right, the Aristocrats. And we're a little late.
Yeah.
Kinda.
Is anybody else like really boomy?
Yeah, I'm boomy.
Is it boomy?
It's loud.
They call me the boomy kid.
Well, I'm a boom man.
I don't know what that's all about. Anyway, there were the Aristocrats. Aristocratsradio.com is the website. We are live on CWERadio.com every Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, if you please. I'm Derek. With me, as always, is Matthew.
Fuck you, Derek.
Okay. Kevin.
Happy Holocaust Memorial Day, a.k.a. the liberation of Auschwitz.
Ooh. And Steven.
Matt, question. How many actors are going to be nominated tonight from the Newtown shooting for the SAG Awards?
Wow.
Oh, man, at least
too
15.
Soon. How many?
At least 15.
Wow.
That's a lot.
Well, the one guy is a member of SAG, so.
Yes. I seen the commercial before I came over.
And one of the ladies had saggy boobies.
Ooh, yay.
Clutch is not in the chat room. I think this is the first time ever.
Well, he's watching.
In absentia?
He's watching a fucking devil game.
Oh, hockey.
You're probably OD'd on McRibs.
Probably.
It's a big night tonight.
Is it?
Yeah. There's a devil game.
Isn't it some kind of something or other bowl?
There's the Pro Bowl.
Pro Bowl.
And there's the Royal Rumble.
Wow. Which we are going to miss, apparently.
And
unless we
the Aristocrats.
You know what they call the Royal Rumble in France?
What?
The Rumble with cheese.
Ooh.
Rumble Royale.
Yeah.
The Rumble Royale with cheese.
Steve, can you hand me that small remote?
No.
The thin one?
Yes.
Thank
can
you.
Can we want to try this again?
Sure.
Ready?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You are horrible.
I remember Hercules.
I couldn't see it because this was in my way, and it comes up over the top of it out of nowhere.
Over
so
the
I was
horizon.
Like,
I remember Hercules cutting a Royal Rumble promo where he called it the Rumble Royal. I don't know. Did he just not know what it was called?
Nah, he's just dumb.
The Rumble
By
Royal.
The way, didn't Pat Patterson come up with the idea for the Royal Rumble?
Well, it was a battle royal. That's been around for longer than
no, the
Royal
actual
Rumble.
Royal
well, he was
Rumble.
Just real stoked to see a bunch of half-naked dudes together in one ring.
Oh, you jumped
Get
there.
A bunch of dudes.
I just want a bunch of men in the ring.
They all get oiled. They all get in the ring together.
But I want to be able to enjoy them one at a time.
Just prance in a boot. In their underwear.
That's weird. I just want to sniff their trunks after.
Rumble Royal.
Yeah.
He's gay.
Clutch.
Is here.
Oh.
About fucking time.
Gee, thanks. What, your alarm didn't go off, Clutch?
Yep.
Come on, you're the only person that listens to us. You got to be here.
See, now Steve and Kev are off on the camera. Steve's like,
Oh.
It's not my fault.
That's all right.
I'm off?
That's okay. Steve, you just get yourself comfortable, all right?
Yeah. I'm trying.
You just do your thing.
Yeah. He's been drinking enough. He's fidgety.
Yeah.
That better, Matt?
Yeah.
He's getting nervous because his drink is almost done.
Yeah, I am, actually.
Yeah, you're like trying to savor the last couple sips.
Nervous.
Well, there is another beer here, Steven.
No beer for me.
Liquor before beer, you're in the clear, my friend.
What?
This is true.
Yeah.
Scientists have proven it.
Scientific evidence.
Mm-hmm.
Love it.
So
what's going on, guys?
How's everyone's week?
Oh, this is all right.
Yeah? Yeah. How about you, Steve? How was it?
Steve, how'd you do?
I did all right.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I wrestled on Friday.
Oh.
Yeah, how'd you do?
Yeah, we wrestled on Friday. Together.
Wait, two of you?
Collectively known as, what is that? What is that thing called? When we wrestle together, we are often known as the
Two Rude Dudes.
Wow.
Yep.
And you're just, what, really mean people? You just, like, do you, like, bump into people on the way down?
You know, we, like, knock over stunt grannies and...
Do you pants people?
Yeah.
Like, that was rude. Fart and burp and stuff.
Dude, yeah, you guys should contact Jody Sweet and have her come out with you and be your manager.
Who's that?
And just say how rude.
Oh.
All the time.
That's gross.
Yeah, contact her.
How rude. I'm sure she's looking for work.
She's got large breasts.
She does. Big.
She's also looking for a nice tit wanking.
I would wank on those tits. It was an interesting interesting time for wrestling.
Now this was the Funkified?
Yes, the second and third show of the now, you know, New Jersey based Funkified Wrestling.
Oh. So are they actually going to put that on the flyers now? Or is it still just going to be wrestling with an exclamation point?
Well, wrestling is the marquee still. Okay. But there are little FWF banners on the flyers as well.
Kevin and I have had a discussion about this, that it really don't matter what the thing is called.
No.
It's just got to be called wrestling.
Like, no one's going to look and say, oh.
Local wrestling.
I only go to MPWS. I don't go to NQRQs.
Wow. Yeah.
Plus, you know, some of the fans that come there, you know, especially in the town we were in on Friday, a little bit slow.
Was that in Manville?
Yeah. Where I sent you the picture of the Ark building, right?
Manville. Yeah.
Yeah.
But,
They just empty it out.
Some woman was in the ring. You know how they do the intermission pictures?
Oh, yeah.
Well, she was in the ring taking her intermission picture with Matthew Harty.
Matt Harty.
Yeah, she did.
And then
she left the ring in a very unique fashion.
Oh, yeah?
Unceremoniously?
Over the top rope?
Well, I believe the term the kids use is she ate shit.
Really?
Yeah.
To the point where she wasn't getting up.
Wow.
And they had to call an ambulance for her.
What?
And the local police department.
Yeah.
What?
Where I then told Kev just to walk over to the cop and tell him that she's just retarded. It's man. But, yeah, she definitely faked the injury. Because she was fine once Matt Harty came over and gave her an 8x10 sign.
It was a work.
Yeah. She was like, oh, my knee is torn.
Yeah, she took a dive.
Here's an 8x10. Oh, I'm better.
There's Matt Harty there.
Yeah.
For anybody who doesn't know.
Yeah.
That guy.
And Manville was a good show. Matt Harty took on former aristocrat Nicky Oceans.
Ooh.
Yeah. And a friend of ours, a friend of mine.
TLC?
From the Rabblecast.
Well, it was a ladder match, yeah. Of the wrestling podcast, the Rabblecast. Yes. Mike Quest, a longtime indie wrestler.
Mm-hmm.
They had a three-way, fun little match. That was the main event of the show. And but an interesting note, Nicky Oceans announced his retirement.
What?
Before the show.
What?
Yeah.
To the locker room or to
the
crowd? The Ark crowd.
And he actually didn't even tell. Like, he went to Steve and I and said, hey, you guys are going to want to see this promo I'm about to do. It's going to be really interesting. He didn't tell us what he was going to do.
Yeah.
Goes to the ring, gets on the microphone, tells a story about how Manville was the first building he had a match in when he was 14 years old. And he's like, in front of any audience, this is the one I'd like to let you all know that this is, I'm going to be quitting wrestling in 2 weeks, and this is my last match here, and thank everybody.
Now, were people just saying, who cares?
Well, there was
tears?
When he first started doing it, they were booing him. But, but by the end of it, they gave him, you know, the courtesy applause, and that was that.
I don't know who you are, but okay.
Yeah. Can I retire him?
I'm actually really, knowing what his last match is going to be, insistent on him and I having him
I would
a match.
Think that would be respectful.
But he wants out, and the next date that we could really do it for his last match would be too close to his wedding, which, by the way, he's getting married. If anyone was aware.
He's getting buried?
What? What, in the match?
No, in life.
Oh, yeah. Oh, of course. Yeah, he's getting married. What do you want? What do you expect? But yeah, his what's supposed to be his last match is probably not what anybody wants. It's like, you know,
what is it?
It's him versus Chill Will versus potentially.
Wait.
Yeah.
Okay, I got it. All right. It just sunk in.
Versus potentially Rich the Mope.
Who?
Rich the Mope.
Who?
He's a nice guy.
Can we get the cricket sound, Steve? Who is he? I don't know who is that.
He's a new guy. He's a guy I just started, maybe in the last year training with NWS. Not the brightest bulb.
Okay.
But he's coming along.
Do I know him?
You might have met him at a show before. But
definitely at the Kingsburg show.
Yeah. You'd know him if you saw him.
What's he look like?
He used to be a fan.
Well, I mean, we all used to be fans.
He'd come to every VFW show that I remember.
Okay.
And then he, you know, Panzerino wanted him to get involved, and there he was, and now he's...
How old is he?
Almost 30, probably. Yeah.
I want you to...
nice guy.
Is there any audio or video of him giving his retirement speech?
There probably will be. I don't think it's available right now, but do you want me to get it to you? When it is available?
I'd like to do like a whole like Lou Gehrig thing with it.
Yeah.
You know, we could put some echo in it. I consider myself to be the luckiest wrestler in Manville.
Thank you.
Wow. Thank you.
That didn't really sound like Lou Gehrig, though.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm Nicky Oceans. I'll be out later.
That doesn't sound like Nicky Oceans either.
No, it doesn't.
By the way, I'm the governor of a debilitating disease.
That's the guy. Oh, boy.
Did you just echo? Are we echoing still?
No.
No, just me.
Yeah, I know who that guy is. Is there any way we can change this?
I
like, what happens if, like, can't you guys just, like, walk in and be like, yeah, guess what, that ain't happening?
Well, the best part was when DeMonto found out.
Yeah.
He was trying to get JD to get it to be the two rude dudes versus him and Sean. And I said, you know what, just give me the Rock and Roll Lords.
Wow. And not knowing that Steve had said that, DeMonto comes over to me and suggests a match to me. And I swear, I didn't know that was Steve's response. And I go, you know what, I'll take the Rock and Roll Lords instead. Wow.
And then I also added in, so if you're going to tag with Sean, you're actually going to let him in the ring?
He'd sound son of a bitch. But anyway, it was an interesting, I'd say, week for indie wrestling.
Who died?
Well, nobody, surprisingly. That's usually what it is.
That's the good news.
First off, my Facebook and Twitter feeds have been completely destroyed by full of themselves fucking indie marks who are paying to try to get into TNA.
Oh, God, it's the worst.
They're running this competition, this gut check competition, where guys pay $250.
That's it?
But then they have to get voted after that. Mm-hmm. So
$250 just to get your foot in the door.
Yeah. And then these guys are whoring themselves out for votes. So I'm getting invited to Facebook groups where guys are promoting themselves. And I'm getting invited to Facebook events saying, vote for me at this link. And then I'm getting messages in my inbox saying, please vote for me.
I saw one so far.
And then tagged in tweets saying, vote for me.
Mm-hmm.
So what is this whole thing there?
So what it is you pay the $250.
Yeah.
Then if you get a certain number of votes, you have to fly yourself to Florida. Wrestle for free. They evaluate you. If they like you, they bring you back and you wrestle on TV. Again, flying yourself to Florida to wrestle for free.
Unless you live in Florida.
Well.
And then, if you pass after that, you then have to pay for yourself to move to Ohio, where their technical wrestling school is, and then pay to go to the wrestling school.
Oh.
So this is just basically a scam.
Oh, no, it's definitely a cash grab.
Kevin and I were just having a discussion at work with one of our...
They're doing an awful lot of talking.
Over lunch.
I'm kidding.
And we were talking about how different...
We're splitting garlic bread.
Yeah.
Having a discussion.
We were breaking garlic bread. We were discussing how different it is to get into wrestling today than it was even 10 years ago versus 20 years ago versus 30 years ago.
Yeah.
And how guys, like, now to get on TV, it's like a game show.
Yeah.
And back in the day, it was like...
A talent show.
A honed craft.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't like... it's a joke.
There, back in the day, there had to be a guy who said that I can make money from this guy. Whether they thought you were a good wrestler or thought you had a good look or something along those lines. That was the only way you were going to get in is if somebody who was already in let you in. And then I believe it's credited to Larry Sharp's Monster Factory was the first place where you could go and pay to become a wrestler.
Yeah.
And then now any fucking tool who's willing to, you know, sell tickets and show up to a show is allowed to be on a show. It's just, it's so weird, so different.
It's so wrong.
We were talking about, like, Sting and Luger. You know, they were two guys who got discovered being in a gym working out, and somebody looked at them and was like, wow, these guys have a look. They're, you know, they're built. They're strong-looking guys. They can do this. Now, you know.
Now you can drool.
Now there's a guy, fucking a doughy guy with a working at the fucking Bed Bath and Beyond,
or stabbing people,
or if wow. you can get a little bit of free time away from Ark, you know,
yeah,
as long as you can get your Ark buddies down there.
Now, I wonder if the WWE is gets any pressure from Ark to hire their people, like
to hire
companies
Arkies?
Do. Yeah,
well, they had a retarded guy.
Arkies is a new black
they?
Shirt.
Yeah. Yeah, Eugene. You know,
no, he wasn't really, though.
No, they had him on TV. He was retarded. I saw it.
He's not really.
Come no, on. Get out of
here. The ARW.
It's real.
Association for Retarded Wrestlers.
Black Shirts is now completely replaced with Arkies.
That would Arkies. Be like the NWO. The Black Shirts would be a faction in AARW.
Yes.
Don't swallow that glue.
Don't throw me away.
Don't throw me over the rope.
Was that here where was that here where we discovered that they just completely eliminated what ARC stood for? It yes. used to be what Association for retarded persons.
Citizens.
Oh, citizens. Yeah. And now it's just called ARC for no reason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Noah's Ark.
Yeah.
Two of
because they're hurting them all.
Yes. When it rains for 40 days and 40 nights, we're just going to float away. They repopulate the earth.
Speaking of retarded people, there's a really awkward conversation on my drive home. All right, I'll admit it. One of the guys that trains with us, he is an ARC.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
He's an ARC.
Yeah, yeah.
He's an ARC-y.
Anyway, he's talking about this girl that he knows that works at an Applebee's, and
he wants to feel the puppies.
And I immediately go, I'm like, she got big tits, huh? Wow. What about that, huh? And then he's like, well, and the guy in the back, she goes, she probably got a nice ass, right? I'm really into nice asses. And he goes, oh, well, and I'm like, tell me about the tits. How are the tits? He goes, she has Down syndrome.
Those titties don't got downs. They don't look down to me.
The whole car.
I'm down with those titties.
The whole car is just like silent, and we didn't know what to say.
So how are her tits? That's what I would have said.
That's not what I asked you.
How are her tits covered in drool?
Actually, that one guy that trains with us.
Do they taste like Dorito crumbs?
The one guy that trains with us walked up to our little group as we were saying goodbye to each other. To come over and say goodbye, and he had a fresh puddle of piddle right on his fucking on his sweatpants. I looked right at him. I just went right at him. I go, yo, you got pee on your pants. It's not pee.
It's pre-ejaculate.
It was straight up piss. It could have been. Could have been pre-ejaculate.
This guy's. Oh, dude. This guy was actually my referee on Saturday night.
Oh no, he's listening.
It was
he's
really.
Listening.
It was a really good show, but. I had a girl as my manager, and
does your chick know about this?
Hey, whatever.
I hope she doesn't listen.
Nah, she's mad enough at me.
Oh, what'd you do?
I'll get into that if you really want me to later. But
that's interesting.
I had the girl manager.
Yeah,
and I'd set up the finish so that
for Mark. Was she an archie?
Oh no, she was. Okay. She's just a whore.
Oh, oh yeah.
We had the girl manager, and she gets in and distracts the referee, and we go to the finish, whatever. On the ride home, I'm talking to my buddy, who was the referee, and he goes, you know, she was going to kiss me. And I'm like, it was part of the act.
He's done his every show.
And he goes,
at least every show.
He goes well, I asked for her number, and I almost got it.
Almost got it.
She said she was going to get back to me later, and I didn't see her.
What? Yeah, that means you didn't get it.
And I'm like, oh, all right. And he goes, I had a boner when she tried to kiss me.
I had a boner.
When she tried.
I was going to show her.
I'm like, wait, so you counted the pinfall for my match with a boner? He goes, Well, yeah, she tried to kiss me.
Wait,
why is she? That sounds like something out of Kids in the Hall.
That was just the first time that you've had a referee.
She tried to kiss me, eh?
To my knowledge, yes, it was the first referee that ever counted the fall for my match with a boner.
Okay,
while looking at your valet.
What? What? This doesn't. I don't get it.
You know, this manager is an older woman, but you know, I would say for her age, you know, she's still put together for her age.
Yeah,
you know?
She's all right. Yeah.
You know, and now I met her a long, long time ago, way back in the days when we first started.
Do I know who this is?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you do.
Okay,
and
I'll show you in a second, Matt.
So
okay,
when I met her again, you know, about a year ago. You know, I just paid her some attention, and then she just kept following me around the building.
How old? How old are
you? Like 35?
40, yeah, in between there, 35,
is she,
40.
She crazy?
Yeah.
That's the one?
No.
Oh,
no,
that's
no,
what
no,
I'm thinking.
Wait,
no,
who are you thinking of?
No. Crazy.
Crazy.
Oh, no.
All right.
She's younger than us.
I don't know. I have no idea. Sharing pictures now.
You don't remember
Matt,
her?
Matt doesn't like.
Look familiar. I don't know. I don't recognize her.
Do you have a boner?
I don't know. Can you count to three?
When you eat, your blood pressure drops. So.
Oh, I'm going to use that excuse next time.
Yeah.
So, just ate.
So she was following me around, and then I realized, like, this chick's into me, mm-hmm. but she doesn't know I'm married. And
so you have a chance.
No, yeah. But it's, no.
So
but
you're
instead
saying
of
there's a chance.
Instead of telling
her I'm married, and I'm not going
to
tell her.
Well, no. Instead of telling her I was married, I went over to. I just stood behind my wife.
Instead of telling her I was married, I rubbed my dick on her.
I hid behind my wife.
Yeah, I hid behind my
this
wife.
Instead of telling her I was married, I roofied her drink.
Well, no. It just got to the point where it became awkward. Like I knew instantly in my mind what she was doing.
Instead of telling her I was married, I urinated in her buttocks.
Like I think,
because how are you going to bring that up?
Well, any normal chick, I think, would eventually just, you know, if she was following me around, would eventually say, "Hey, well, you want to go get a drink or something after this?" She didn't say nothing. She just kept following me around.
Instead of telling her I was married, I put my wedding ring on her nipple.
I bobbed for my wedding ring. But, yeah, so I guess she finally caught the drift and then...
I finger banged her and my wedding ring slipped off into inside of her.
And then she went home.
And we had to go to the hospital. And
then you ever see that episode of Mr. Bean where he got his head stuck in a turkey?
And then she went home with another wrestler.
Another wrestler. Could have been you.
She had to settle for someone else.
A very cold-hearted somebody else.
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yes. He's a player, too, by the way.
And he had pictures to prove it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Always does.
There was another interesting occurrence in wrestling, by the way. There was a show ran in Newark, a little indie show,
yeah.
That was supposed to be a benefit for a wrestler who, as far as I know, had been in wrestling for a little while, who had cancer and told his buddy he couldn't afford to pay for his treatment. Mm. He had no insurance. He wanted some help. So the guy puts on a show to try to raise money for this guy because he feels bad. The guy running the show had beaten cancer before. And so he's trying to do a favor for this guy. Come the day of the show, they're nowhere near the attendance they need. The show actually loses
$400. Wow.
But it all comes out in the wash because it turns out the guy lied about having cancer.
Nice.
And it was just a heroin addict that was looking for money.
Class act.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. And it turns out that, and if the timeline works out properly, he got booked to work for Dapper at the same time he was telling this other guy he has cancer and needs money. So he's going to be on one of our shows coming up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your wallets.
Hide your cancer treatment.
Yeah. So the guy faked your cancer to get a show.
That's pretty...
pretty fucking low.
Yeah.
I mean, that's almost as bad as when I wrote to Adam Graves from the Rangers that I had cancer.
What?
That's almost as bad.
Didn't happen, did it?
It did.
What, to get an autograph?
Yeah, an autograph.
Make a wish.
Did you get it?
I got an autograph postcard.
Postcard?
Yes.
Wish you were here, and it just said life?
Yeah. You know what it was? Like, I was watching the game, and like there was a big thing like before, you know, pregame about him helping out kids with cancer and stuff.
Wow.
And I was like, oh, man, this guy will help me out if I tell him I have cancer.
You know, this whole wrestling and cancer, cancer exploitation. I'm not going to drop any names. I'm not a big fan of the promoter or anything, but
Vince McMahon.
No, Steve and I, you know, used to work for a guy back in the day who supposedly ran a cancer benefit show, which I worked that show. Steve worked that show, drew over 600 people. And it was for a kid that had brain cancer. It was advertised everywhere. Supposedly, he took the money and ran.
Wow.
Yeah. Never appropriated the donations. And I did not know about that until maybe a few months ago.
That is, now that's pretty low.
Yeah.
I think that's lower than actually faking cancer.
Yeah. Are you taking pictures of our cancer?
I'm taking pictures of your cancer.
What? Derek, I need some ice.
Yeah, that's definitely worse if you're running a show to raise money for a kid who actually has cancer and then run out on him.
Yeah, yeah. The kid's name was Jeremy. So there was like an actual, like a face put on.
I remember that show.
Yeah.
I wrestled 9-1-1 on that show.
Yes, you did. And I dropped the cruiserweight title on that show.
Did you get paid to be on that show?
No.
Yeah.
Because it was a benefit show.
Yes.
Yeah, no, we did.
Well, how do you feel knowing that the guy...
Oh, yeah, we did get paid.
We did get paid.
Oh, then you're just as big a scumbag as the guy ran with the money. Mm-hmm.
You're an asshole.
Fuck all y'all.
That was, in fact, I think that was
the
last...
I think that was the first time first and last time I got paid by him.
Man, that kid...
It was the last... I think it was the last time... No, Playdrome.
Well, it's a good thing you guys got paid and not the kid with the massive migraine.
Yeah.
Massive migraine.
As it turned out, the kid was faking it, so
actually, no, okay. The kid died 3 hours later.
As it turned out, the kid just had...
Nah, he's dead.
The kid just had an eyelash in his eye. So.
Actually, the promoter went to the kid's family to give him the money, and they said, oh, he died during the show. And he's like, oh, woohoo!
Yippee skippy.
Guess you won't be needing this.
Good, because I need cancer treatment.
What?
Yeah.
I remember when the downfall of getting paid by him was the convention hall show.
Yes.
He said that he would send it to us in the mail.
Yeah.
Checks in the mail.
That was when I wish I knew the words of the Jimmy Cornette, you owe us money.
You still owe me $500.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then he kept saying it after like every show. He was just going to like ball it up or roll it up and then just like pay us like a lump sum when he has it, and then he never had it.
Lump sum? Like a tumor?
I'm still waiting for it.
I'm still waiting.
A lumpy sum.
Still owes me. I'll go back and calculate all the shows I work for him and send him a bill.
Nice. You should just post it on the Aristocrats page. He likes it.
Yeah. So the reason why I'm not mentioning any names is because these are allegations. I don't think it was ever
confirmed or denied.
So allegedly...
Yeah.
The guy ran away with brain cancer money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Derek.
Yeah.
Do you have a refrigerator that makes ice?
Yes, upstairs.
Can I get some?
Go grab some.
Can I have some more of this Captain Morgan stuff?
You can. I just don't have any ginger ale.
No, I'll just have it straight.
Wow.
All right. Yeah, go ahead. There's ice. It's in the freezer upstairs.
Okay.
Freezer's on the bottom.
You can go get it yourself.
Yeah.
All right, bye.
Wait a minute. Am I your fucking maid?
Wow.
No, I'm not expecting that. I'm just listening to your directions.
So anyhow,
go get some goddamn ice.
Where's Language? Clutch?
I don't know. He signed in for like a minute.
He did.
He
wanted to like just prove to us that he's listening.
Yeah. Just so you know, I'm always listening.
So yeah,
unbelievable.
So cancer and wrestling.
Well, yeah, that's what are you gonna do?
The two just go hand in hand. It is Royal Rumble Day.
It is Royal Rumble Day.
Royal Rumble Day. Also, I lied and said on Twitter that we were going to give away results to Royal Rumble before they happen.
Oh.
I figured maybe people might listen.
Well, who's the big guy right now? Who's the best?
Who's the big guy? I believe it's Jesse the Body Ventura.
Okay, he won.
Yeah.
Cool.
I mean, I could be wrong. It might be Fritz Von Erich.
Fritz. Yeah. Isn't he dead? Or is he the only one that's still alive?
No. No, he was the father, and I'm sure he's long dead at this point.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Fucking Fritz.
Fritz.
Never trust a guy named Fritz.
A fake Nazi. He's from Texas, and he's pretending to be a fucking a Nazi.
A Nazi.
Oh, a Nazi. Yeah. I have a pet peeve, if you guys want to. I found one this morning.
I thought you had a pet hamster.
If you notice, she's not here.
later. My pet peeve is that it's 2013 and we can't make a ironing board that doesn't sound like you opened a portal to hell when you try to set it up. I have an ironing board here, and
Can you demonstrate on camera for us?
Let's mic it. The sound that comes out of this goddamn thing. I have to, if I need to iron in the morning, I have to set it up at night before I go to bed because it'll wake everybody up.
Wow.
That's how loud and horrible it sounds.
So you want like a frictionless, like...
I don't know. Put some fucking like wheels in it or something. It makes it go smooth.
Why don't you design one?
It's just metal on metal. I'm not a fucking engineer.
Mm. Well, I'm sure it's already designed. It's just he has a shitty one.
Some WD-40 would fix that right away.
Maybe, but you know, what the hell? We shouldn't have to deal with that. It's just an ironing board. Okay. Everybody uses it.
And it's all done.
By the way, Derek, if you ever go on vacation with the whole family here...
Hold on. Does anybody else here iron their clothes? No? I just throw them in the dryer.
Well, I got to wear shirts like this to work, and sometimes they get all wrinkly.
I mean, you dress up. You slightly dampen a rag and throw your clothes with the rag in the dryer.
I'd rather just iron it.
It gives no fucks.
It's cathartic.
Cathartic?
You just sit there and... Before you know it, your shirt's ironed.
That just made me think of the Black Hole Sun video.
Oh, shit.
Fucking wacky face ladies.
I love that song.
Yeah. It is a good song.
It's good.
Always comes up on my Slacker radio.
Slacker. By the way, if you ever go on vacation with the family, you can hide all your important shit in that ice draw because I need your dad to help me find it.
Really?
Yeah. I open up the top part where I would think the freezer would be.
That's why I said it was on the bottom.
Yeah, I get it.
Now.
But I was like, oh, too many doors here. So then I was like, this is the freezer down here. And he's like, yeah. So I open it up. And then I see an ice tray.
Still not getting it.
I see an ice tray, but I hear him saying to the left. But I see an ice tray to the right. So I'm like,
he had to come over
and open it for me.
Yeah, the ice tray is filled with Snapple Apple on sticks.
I need them.
Yeah, they're good.
I would mix them with some drinks, alcohol.
That's
covers,
a good idea.
Vodka.
Oh, yummy.
Don't they have like a hard. Like apple liquor, not beer. Isn't there some kind of like apple cider liquor?
I mean, there's a lot of ciders.
Like woodchuck cider.
I know cider.
I know there's Puckers, which is like a fucking apple syrup that you mix with stuff.
It's like snow cone juice and booze.
When I was like 18, maybe, on a dare on New Year's, I chugged an entire bottle of sour apple Puckers.
And it was so gross.
Like my buddy's sister had just got home from her New Year's party, and she was drinking one bottle and had a backup bottle.
Oh.
And we were downing, I think, Jim Beam. And there was just this bottle of sour apple Puckers, and I'm like, I bet I could just drink this entire bottle right now.
You bet.
I like the way Kev says.
No, you can't. No, you can't. I did it.
Don't ever tell him he can't, because he'll do it.
I fucking did it.
You had a man. You had a man.
What's wrong with the way I say it?
I said I like the way you say Puckers.
Why?
I don't know. It just
sounds
good.
I'm not going to say it anymore.
Very
subconscious.
Authoritative.
Sour apple Puckers.
Puckers.
Yeah, you enunciate the P.
And you have a P filter. So that's... Yeah. Our good friend Casey Anthony.
Oh.
Yes.
She's filing for bankruptcy.
She's great.
Ooh. She didn't get any deals, huh?
She is broke.
I'd break her.
As the Orlando Sentinel reports, the 26-year-old has filed 26. That's it.
Yeah. Mm.
Has filed for bankruptcy protection, saying that she owes nearly $800,000 and has $1,084 in the bank. Still more than me.
Wow.
She's also facing three civil lawsuits, including one from, Zenaida Gonzalez, on the grounds of defamation related to the 2008 disappearance and the death of her daughter Kaylee. Let's see. The breakdown thusly. $500,000 for attorney fees.
Whoa.
And costs for criminal defense lawyer Joan... I almost said Joan Baez. Jose Baez.
Like Joan Baez.
Nigga, you silly.
$145,660 for the Orange County Sheriff's Office for a judgment covering investigative fees and costs related to the case. $68,000 for the Internal Revenue Service for taxes, interest, and penalties. Wow, she's a bad girl. And $61,000 for court costs. That's a lot of money.
So when did she start blowing to make the money back?
She's probably going to pop up somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And I like this is on
Newser.com.
She'll be in Hustler or something.
Yeah.
That would be fantastic.
I'd like to see those floppy boobies.
It'd be like the only magazine they sold. Ever.
Yeah.
like a decade.
They have a little My Take on This Story thing. And you have little options you can click.
Yeah.
So ridiculous, brilliant, intriguing, scary, depressing, or hilarious.
About her case?
Yeah. What do you think?
I think it's upsetting.
You think it's upsetting?
She's a cute girl. Leave
she's
her alone.
She's a cute girl. She murdered her daughter.
Not according
hey, whoa,
to
whoa,
the law.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Hey.
She was found in a fucking U.S. court to be
in front of a jury of her peers.
Yes.
Black, white, and indifferent.
Mm-hmm.
Which means Mexican.
What is indifferent?
Mexican.
Yeah.
Kev, what do you think?
Depressing,
scary, hilarious, brilliant, ridiculous, or intriguing?
Well, I mean, I think you guys know me by now.
Yeah.
That child murder is hilarious.
Okay.
It really is.
Matt?
I think it's pretty obvious she did it, but she didn't, so.
Well, do you think it's ridiculous, scary, depressing, hilarious, intriguing, or brilliant?
I think it's depressing.
That she owes that much money, that she could have been accused of doing something and have to go through all that bullshit to be found not guilty and still have to pay. I think it's pretty sad.
Yeah, it's depressing.
Yeah.
Depressing?
Mm-hmm.
Well, 3% found this intriguing. 5% found it scary.
Please say they found it
hilarious. Oh, because she might murder again.
What's hilarious? What's hilarious?
7% for brilliant.
What's hilarious?
There's a tie for 20%
for
both depressing and ridiculous, which means 47% of people found this hilarious.
Yes.
I
win.
Fucking
hilarious.
Is there a recent picture of her anyway?
Yeah, I was going to ask that too.
Or is she hiding pretty well probably?
You
sure.
Motherfuckers
if
all
not,
me a Pepsi.
If not, just bring up the picture of her in her underwear. And we'll call it even.
Oh, yeah.
In
I
her
wouldn't,
underwear.
I never saw that.
There
the girl
is.
Naughty.
I don't remember seeing a picture of her in her underwear.
Now, do you think she did it there?
I'm a lefty. But I don't think this has anything to do with it. You know, killing kids.
Sure does.
Yeah.
Well, see the left is selective about when you're allowed to kill children. You're only allowed to kill children if they are in the womb. So
or if they are spreading disease.
Oh.
Like outbreak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then it's okay.
Well, then
it's okay to nuke them.
I'm just gonna start lobbing heads.
We got anything yet, Derek?
Well, these are all the pictures.
Oh,
here.
Boy.
I don't know.
Let's go with pictures.
I just want one with, like, a facial. Then I'm cool.
Well, this is about as close as you're going to get.
That is great.
Oh, she's got nice eyes.
Think so?
Oh.
She looks like she just murdered somebody.
Is that really her?
That was her...
After the murder.
Yeah.
Right after?
That's her kid's foot.
Jesus Christ. Knock him. Knock him, knock him, knock him.
Nom, nom,
nom. It's a celebratory pastry.
Yeah. I did it.
You'll never guess what I just did.
Can you believe the baby's dead?
Let's go get some Taco Bell.
How'd he know?
Yeah, do the Casey Anthony underwear.
Yeah.
Underoos.
Oh, peace signing right there.
Yeah.
There we go. First.
Oh, that's that hair?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
What's with that green one, too?
Yeah.
Does she have a grapevine tattoo?
Does that look like the body of a murderer, or does that look like the body of a murderer?
That looks like the body of a murderer.
Well, her tits are a little flappy.
Yeah, what's
that's what
a
I said.
But
they're pretty big and floppy.
But was this after the kid? I mean, maybe they filled up and then.
Oh, I don't know.
And then
I think this is before.
Now, what's with the baggy underwear?
She doesn't have the stomach of a person who killed
her
mother.
You know, I mean, meth really does wonders.
What's with the baggy underwear? I hate that.
I don't know, but there are some other good shots of her here and there. I've done my research.
I'm sure you have.
Oh,
there's
her ass.
Yes, yep.
That's hers?
My goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is that when she was getting strip searched?
That's a really pale dumper.
Dumper.
Oops. Anyway.
What would you do if they pulled her pants down right there and then her baby's hand just came out of her asshole? What would you do? Would you be depressed? Ridiculous. Hilarious.
Oh, Christ. Poor Casey.
Hey, Matt, did you hear that Obama got fucking found to be unconstitutional?
No.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Found to be by the...
Yeah, there was a case
was
going on
by the,
he bypassed the Senate for all that shit.
Yeah, because he thinks he can do whatever the fuck he wants.
Yeah,
well,
finally,
he's the fucking
president
of the free world.
But he still can't do whatever
he
wants.
Finally
he
lost
could try,
the
though.
Court case, and they said, you're unconstitutional, motherfucker.
For what?
For bypassing the Senate. For that whole...
For this
when he said
executive order?
Yeah, when he said...
So the Supreme Court said, fuck you, asshole, you don't know what you're doing?
Kind of.
Okay.
But I don't think he can get in trouble for it. Like, he can get impeached for it.
No. If I mean, if he still tries to do, because like Derek said, he is the president, and he can be like, fuck you, I'm going to do this. And if they don't do anything about it, then there's a problem. So.
Yeah. Well, finally, they're like, no, dude, you're unconstitutional. You can't do that shit.
No.
I actually heard that they fucked up some of the language in that gun legislation.
Oh, boy.
See, the thing is, when they wrote it, they... it's something weird where now it's illegal for an off-duty police officer to be carrying a gun, which means that in the time that the officer finishes work till he's driving home, he cannot carry a gun in his car that has a clip larger than whatever.
His penis.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what, he has to leave his weapons at work?
There's his weapon or the ammunition or something, but yeah.
I don't. Well, I don't understand that.
I'm pretty sure most police issued guns are to be locked up at work.
But
side piece that they own that they take home.
Yeah, but only like military and like specialized weapons have those kind of clips. So. I don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah, I don't know.
But, like, if a civilian gets their hands on some kind of weapon that has a large clip, they have to go through secure channels to do that. You're not going to just, like, walk into Walmart and buy something that can fire, like, you know, 50 rounds, like, a second.
Yeah.
Well, in New York, they had made it so that you couldn't have one that carried more than, it was like, 7?
Yeah.
7? Yeah. So if he had his police-issued weapon on him,
yeah,
going from this, you know, from work to home,
mm-hmm.
He was now a criminal.
He's now a criminal.
Well, there's no hunting. Like, there's nowhere to hunt deer or elk or anything in the city, so nobody in the city should own a gun. But
yeah, well, you know
what, buddy.
You know what can be hunted? Innocent
right.
White people.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, just trying to get a catch a play.
Yeah,
they're coming right for us.
Yep.
But I also heard that, and I think you might enjoy this one, Matt.
Okay.
Something, I think it's called the Kennedy healthcare reform.
Yeah.
Where Obama and his family and Congress.
Oh, they're exempt, yeah.
Are exempt from Obamacare.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good enough for us, but it's not good enough for them.
Now,
Derek, comment?
Well, you know, when you're preparing a feast, you always eat last. So.
That's true. He's just making more room for everybody
else. He's making more room for everybody else.
I'm just curious as to the reasoning behind
it. Well, it's easy. He's telling Congress, listen, I know you ain't going to like it. So we'll exempt you from it. Just pass it.
Yep. Bottom line.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Because Matt said so.
I have a feeling in my heart that it's not going to go through.
What's not?
Obamacare.
It already did.
No, it was just found to be constitutional.
No, it's in. It's like ready to go. 2014, it starts.
Oh, boy. Nice knowing you.
See
you. It's nice knowing you. Me and my free health care.
It's not.
Dude,
no.
It's not going to be what you think it is.
I'm just trying to be the guy you want me to be. I'm sorry.
No. Like I was interpreting that like the people do think that way.
Yeah.
And it's not. It's like.
Derek, the doctor that you have right now treating you for your disease,
mm-hmm.
You're not going to be able to go to them though.
Might not.
How do you know?
Because that's what the fucking rules are.
He's not saying it's definite. You might not. They might come to you and be like, you know what, this treatment or whatever is just not cost effective.
So you're going to stop and you're just going to bleed out of your
ass. We're just going to give you pain medication or something like that and mm-hmm. just call it a day. That's it. It could happen.
Then I'll go on disability.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, because I can't leave the house without leaving
And then how many other people are going to do that?
Then you can get your checks cut personally from Obama.
Exactly. You will go to his house when he's no longer president.
Well, I can't go to his house without leaving a Hawaiian punch trail behind me.
Well, he'll make a government program that will clean you up as you go.
That's fine. Yeah. As long as they clean me up.
I don't think it's definitely going through yet, Matt, because
you know what? Get rid of my doctor.
Pushing to have it eliminated in the house or some shit.
Get rid of my doctor and give me a Winnebago.
Let me look it up, because you could be right, but from what I know is...
Because I remember just the other day, there were people saying, like, you know, talk to your representatives, get this to make sure it doesn't go through.
No, see, the whole point of voting in Mitt Romney was to have the best chance possible to repeal Obamacare.
Could you get a prescription Winnebago?
Wow. I hope so.
That'd be nuts.
I gotta ask my doctor.
Windstar.
Yeah, prescription Windstar.
Listen, I got
Windstar
RX. I got places to be, and I got a shit.
Exactly. you know, I got a new job. It's 45 minutes away, and I ain't going to make it. So
it was signed into law March 30th, 2010. The Obamacare bill.
And he said law.
Yeah.
That means, like, it's real.
Yeah.
That's how I search it. I said, is Obamacare law?
It's, like, really fucking real.
Yeah. We're all going to die.
No, we're not.
We weren't going to.
A lot of people are going to die, actually.
Yeah,
and
old,
right
old
now,
people.
That's the point.
The components of Obamacare that are already in effect are causing more deaths than guns. I'm just saying.
No, we don't like, you know, we don't like, you don't like talking about your uncle.
Uncle
Bo.
Uncle Bama.
Uncle Tom.
Uncle Tom. I like to
nope.
No. Nobody listens to this dreck. Come on.
Let's grow all those lefties out there.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Mike Patton's birthday.
Who's that?
Oh, he's a general.
The guy from Faith. The guy from Faith No More.
Yeah. wasn't he a general? Patton.
It's also Patton Oswalt's birthday.
Wow.
Weird, right?
Ooh, Patton. Whoa. And Patton.
Now Patton Oswalt is Derek's fucking other best friend.
Oh, he's my brother from another mother.
He's ultra lib.
Yeah.
Like, he makes Derek look right.
Yeah.
Ugh. I used to like Patton Oswalt.
If I were 5'2" and this weight, I'd be Patton Oswalt. That way, he's got a fucking head of hair on him, that guy.
I hate him.
I used to like him on King of Queens, and like, he used to make me laugh, and then I found out how left he is.
I never really
thought he was funny.
Yep, I agree.
I actually didn't like him for the longest time.
King of Queens is
until
not
you found out he was lefty.
So I found out he was lefty, then I said, well, now I have to like him.
Until you found out he was a southpaw.
Now the two you high five over Obama.
That's right.
With your little lefty handshakes.
Yep. That's how we do it.
And your little blue tie.
How you doing? There's a new word here.
New word?
Technosexual.
Huh. That's like a new word like added to the dictionary?
Is that the people that fuck over like Second Life video games or whatever that is?
No, but that's a good guess.
Is that like just butt naked rave parties?
No, not the kind of tech.
Is that when you dress like robots and have sex with each other?
That would be very interesting, but no.
Like dress like R2-D2 and C-3PO and just bang it?
Now I'm getting a boner.
Is that when you have sex to techno music?
You just dress like robots and you got to like hump like real like stiff and robotic just...
You might last a while doing that, though.
Probably. Nice. It's basically how they're describing...
I am a technosexual. I am here to make love to you.
This new interest in geeky, dorky men, where basically women are... what's the thing here? Let me see.
Women are desperate.
According to a recent research, 59% of women say they most admire men who really know about technology, including how to fix and upgrade it. Basically, they're saying...
Because they're lazy shits.
Yeah, well...
No.
Geeky technosexuals...
Because they're lazy shits.
...trumped macho men by a whopping
10%. Oh, yeah. Dig it.
Which is 49...
I got trumped by the technosexual.
Yeah. Yeah. Let me load up your iPod. Yeah.
You want me to run that Ethernet for you? Yeah. Got a little something to show you on the internet. 6 gigabit. I'm here to upgrade your software. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Basically, they're saying that, you know...
Let me plug it in your USB. Snap it to an HD.
Snap it
I heard
to
you could do Macho Man like
this. Snap it to a SCSI drive.
I heard you could do Macho Man impression.
A SCSI drive.
Come on, Derek. Let's hear your Macho Man, please.
Does this place have Wi-Fi? The Lynx's router.
You've done Macho Man actually already.
Yeah, I did.
The governor of Sarasota.
Oh my God. So what do you think about this? Is this
I think it's all fucking lies.
You think it's lies?
Yeah.
And I think it's true. Well, here's the thing. When girls want geeky guys, they don't want like some dude who plays D&D in his basement with cystic acne.
Cystic fibrosis.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
They want like a good looking guy with glasses. they don't want me and Matt. They want Kevin.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
That's basically what
it
want.
Is. They feel ashamed if they know something about it, So they want a guy who can do that for them because they want to explore the benefits of such devices.
You're all fucking wrong.
Okay, go ahead.
Right, what is this, Steve?
What they're doing is, like, say I'm a chick with fucking hot-ass body and a nice tight box, right?
I do every day. Go ahead.
And I'm like,
hot bodies
and
tight
I flirt
boxes
with you, and I want you to fix my laptop and upgrade my fucking iPod.
That's because you drive.
And all of a sudden, you get a little bit of pre-ejaculate dripping down your balls.
Whoa.
And you're like, yo, I can do that for you. And while you're doing that, I'm banging out the Macho Man. While you're doing that, not even knowing.
I think that used to be the case. I think that these guys who could do that were being used. Now I think it's just a better personality trait than a guy who can, you know, fix your car.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you could just go down and fucking get an oil change.
Yeah, you go to Pep Boys.
Yeah, anybody can do that. Any monkey can do that.
But you don't want just anybody looking at your computer.
You don't want to go to the Geek Squad because God knows what they do.
I fixed a number of extremely hot girls' computers. Over
and how many knobbers did you get from them?
Zero.
Exactly. Well, this is a new study.
Well, how
Matthew?
Many knobbers do you think that mechanic got?
Tons.
Yeah, but how many were forced by
for
his
jack?
His
hand? Whoa, man! I'm gonna need you to jack me.
We're not getting into technicalities. A win is a win.
Whether they're no not. Asterisks here. Yeah. It was a blowjob. God damn it!
She may not have been breathing, but
do you know how many women are in the crowd at wrestling shows with nerdy ass boyfriends that want to see my dick?
Wait, the guys that want to see him?
Yeah. All both.
All the arcs.
I'm telling you, it's just a cloud, bro. Smokescreen. All it is.
No, there is There's a new infatuation with this geeky, nerdy culture.
It is becoming more and more socially acceptable to
be a nerd.
Do it because it's
well,
part
it's
of
becoming
everyday
a
life.
Fad. Like we're
not
people,
a fad. It's not.
No, people aren't actually like nerds and geeks like we think. They're these like good-looking
hipsters.
People. Yeah, hipsters.
It,
basically,
no. It was a fad, and now it's becoming a part of life. Yeah. That's why everyone.
No,
is
you know what it is? Is nerds are changing. Nerds are combing their hair now and fucking looking better as a human being.
No, people are getting smarter as like technology becomes easier to use. Maybe not even smarter, but like it's kind of leveled off with it where people, anybody can just, you know, go out and get like a...
Puss?
Yeah. No, like an iPad now, you know, and like just be like hip by having something that's new. And that's what people want to do now. They want to explore the fucking... porn of a lifetime on the internet, you know? No, they just want to use this stuff just because it's there and everybody has it now. Back in the day, what's things that everybody did, you know, that...
Video games.
Rollerblading. Yeah.
But women don't want to sit there and watch video
but
games.
But even now, video games Pilates. Are becoming more and more, you know, common. Just gaming.
Everybody's doing it.
I friggin' hang out with people that get paid money. To win at video games. At video games. They call it esports.
Yeah.
It's called esports.
Yeah, but... all right, Matt. What percentage... how many... all right, you had a tournament yesterday, correct?
Yes.
How many off-the-wall hot chicks were there last night?
In the arcade?
Yeah.
There were...
No. For the tournament.
Now... there was one girl who played in the tournament.
And how many... I'm not saying even enter. Just there hanging out. Even as a spectator.
I got there really late. Mm-hmm. I saw two girls when I was there.
Yeah.
One that I absolutely would have put my finger in her hiney.
Okay. Oh.
And the other one, I would have thought about it.
Okay. just hanging out, though. Not the girl that
was
playing.
Well, I saw one playing with a few piercings, and the other one was just hanging out.
That was her friend. Yeah. They were both just right. The kind of girls you would expect to play video games.
How many people
games?
Were there?
For the tournament?
At least 32,000.
You have to, like... like, what are you talking about? Are you talking about people to play? Are you talking about people that
play
were just
and
there?
Spectate, not people just okay. that weren't a part
there
of it.
There were about 55 people there who were either playing or spectating specifically because there was a Mortal Kombat tournament. Now, there was also about 100 other people there over the course of the night. Not even over the course of the night. There was like 150 people in the building at one point.
Just playing games.
There was at least a dozen girls that would not even speak to me there. That's how hot they were.
Still,
there was also a semi-famous world class athlete.
Oh,
that was there.
Yeah. One and a half.
I didn't know you went.
One half of the.
That's so fun.
Stopped in, said hello.
Said hello.
Observed the Atari machine.
Yeah,
it's pretty cool.
And it's funny because,
and also one half of the.
Wow. You're too far away.
Yeah. Too far away.
Too far as away.
No. My friend of mine who goes by the name L.I. Joe. He's one of the most popular guys.
Long Island?
Long Island Joe.
And it's kind of like a pun off of G.I. Joe, maybe, Derek?
L.I. Joe.
L.I.
Joe. Now, is he more famous for being an L.I. Joe or from being...
From L.I.
The manager of Wegmans or whatever he does with his daily life.
Wait, what? Mm.
That was a throwback.
Uh-oh.
Go ahead.
Manager of Wegmans?
I don't know.
He works for fucking
I don't know what he
Raymore
does.
And Flanagan.
I don't know what he does. Raymore and Flanagan. I heard they're having a sale.
And he's jacked for because of it. It's ridiculous. Yeah? Oh, yeah.
Picking up couches?
Yeah.
What do you bench? A love seat and a couple pillows?
Pretty much. yeah, no, he's he was the dude you saw. You probably saw him there with the pink backpack.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah,
he's
oh,
like
yeah, that's
guy,
yeah.
But
that's
he's really built, right?
An awkwardly small pink backpack at that.
Yes. Yeah, it's kind of I think it's his girlfriend.
Dora the Explorer backpack.
It was like an old ass fucking Jansport backpack.
Yeah. Yeah. But it was pink and it was smaller than like a normal backpack.
I had a really
It was
cool
really awkward. It made him stand out tremendously.
But anyway, he comes in and he comes up to me and he's like shocked. He's like, man, there's like a lot of like mature, gorgeous women hanging out here. Like a lot of MILFs with like their 5-year-old kids and stuff, like just hanging out. Like holy shit. Yeah. And then like younger girls, like, you know, like 20s or whatever, young 20s, you know, and I don't remember seeing a lot of chicks hanging out in arcades back in the day. I'm sure there was like the girlfriends of like the guys that hung out and played and
sitting on the guys
beating up guys. Yeah. Beating up guys when they lose to them and stuff, you know, but there's like literally just chicks there all the time. It's like a club.
Well, it's in Hip City, Red Bank.
It is.
Hey, Kev, you know what we missed on Friday?
What did we miss on Friday?
At our gym.
What did we miss on Friday?
People were fucking in the chest part.
What?
Get out of here.
Ew.
People got caught fucking.
Get out of here.
Yeah, right up where the chest machines are.
Who?
I don't know who, but they were fucking.
You know what? You know what what I missed in particular? Because I wasn't born yet. in 1984, today... Michael Jackson suffers second-degree burns on his scalp during the filming of a
Pepsi
commercial.
Yes. And I hear that video was... Yeah, in fact, I saw it. The video was released not too long ago. It was under wraps for quite a while. But I think they released it maybe right after his death or right before.
Speaking of Michael Jackson, and I just brought this up to Derek, but it was a perfect segue. I was at Yestercades last week. And they like to play 80s music videos, sometimes 90s music videos. And Black or White was playing it. And I hadn't seen this video in a long time. You know, everybody knows this video. And, you know, I just... All right, aside from the fact that the way what they did in the video, you know, was really, you know, Derek and I were talking about this before, like revolutionary or at least really interesting. You know, you hadn't really seen it before because it was still at a time where you could do things that nobody saw before.
Yeah.
I just... It was so embarrassing, that video. I mean, Derek, do you have a...
I could bring it up.
Yeah.
Was Macaulay Culkin in that?
Yeah.
Well, he was.
Let's see if we can do...
But, you know, I...
Or you could say Macaulay Culkin was Michael Jackson in that.
Right before I came here, I stopped off at 7-Eleven, and I heard it playing again, and it really made me think about it, because listening to it, you really think about the video... And I'm just like, wow, I'm like, this video just, like, gives me douche chills. Like, Steve, do you remember the video?
Black and White?
Yeah. Like, with people, like...
They're nodding forward and backward and changing?
Yeah.
They're morphing?
This isn't it.
This is, what is this? What is that?
I have no idea what this is.
Let's see what this is.
Oh, yeah, this is it.
Okay, here we go. I never saw this part.
It is Macaulay. That young little molestable
what a creepy
Macaulay
kid.
Oh, wow.
It's buffering.
You're eating my bandwidth here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, let's try a different one here.
Vivo. It's official. Surprised there wasn't an ad.
Vivo Las Vegas.
Oh, my God.
Oh my
George
Wendt.
Fucking, is that Norm from Cheers?
I totally forgot about this.
Yup.
Oh
man, what a great
man.
Actor! That
every
guy
video
is.
Back then was theatric.
I thought I told you to turn that thing off. It is too late and it's too loud.
I learned it from
you,
Dad.
God, who does he sound like?
I know, a wrestler.
He sounds like a wrestler
or a manager.
Time with
Sergeant Slaughter.
Like a Captain Lou or something.
Yeah.
Sergeant Slaughter.
Oh, no. Who fucking frames a Michael Jackson poster in glass and puts on the back of your
Have
door?
Have you seen Macaulay lately?
Yeah, he looks like
Steve
Buscemi.
Yeah.
Do you guys think Macaulay sucked his dick?
Yup.
Michael Jackson's
yep.
I mean,
not
as well.
Louder.
Are you nuts?
Louder. And it should have one more notch for 11.
No, these go to 11.
Eat this. You can't get any whiter than Macaulay Culkin.
Okay.
This is embarrassing.
Okay,
it's
so he hit
right.
a
I've
note. For those who aren't familiar with the video, Macaulay hit a note on the guitar and launched his dad in his Lazy Boy up through the roof of the house and into outer space.
And into Africa, apparently, because that's where it is.
Yeah. Into Nigeria.
You think those lions are dead by now?
Yeah.
I hope so.
Oh, wow. Derek's family.
Hey, oh, those are all Obama's czars.
Oh, fuck. I was about
Obama.
To say that.
That was a pretty soft landing.
Yeah, wow.
Is that Michael Jackson?
You know what?
No, it's
Michael
Diana
Jackson
Ross.
Was the man, though.
Yeah. I agree.
He was a man, but I don't know if he was the man.
he was
even
cool.
The fact that he was a man at some point was questionable.
Yeah.
Love his Bret Hart hair.
Actually, Bret Hart had Michael Jackson.
I'm actually okay. I'm a Michael Jackson mark. I like Michael Jackson. He got a lot of hits. I don't know if you ever heard of him.
I think this might have been one of the last
Whatever,
points.
Hipster.
This might have been one of the last points where he was like a passable human being. Before he really started looking really fucked up.
Yeah. So his nose sort of falling off.
Yes.
Like, he looked like the Sphinx.
Like now
he's in like Detroit.
Now his face was already pretty cut up, but it was still looked like a human face. He was white. He had long greasy hair.
You know, he's dead.
But
he's
his
dead.
Nose wasn't falling off yet.
Don't matter if you're black or white or Indian or Russian or whatever else is in this video.
Yeah. Or if you have leather pants and a white V-neck. Oh, this is when it breaks down.
Wow.
This is when it gets
That's
real
a bad
fucking
green
into
screening.
It.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Oh god, I hate this guy.
Is this KRS-One?
Is that Wario?
Oh my god. Oh,
am I right? Truth? Is this not embarrassing?
Hey, for the time, I mean, there's a lot of things that at the time were cool, and you look back and they're just really, really douchey.
I don't really
You know he did crack and shit, right?
He was black.
Yeah,
of course he did. Or at least he was black. Half of him might have done it.
I don't know.
Do you remember when Living Color did the spoof on this?
Yes. Yes. Yeah, I was just
Jim
thinking
Carrey,
about that.
It's fantastic. And they arrested him. And then he goes, well, I guess I'm black.
Oh, wait, was it Jim Carrey or
Tommy
Davidson?
Yeah, I think it was Tommy Davidson.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is...
Aki Bono.
Is that
Tommy
Davidson? Oh, my God. The ugliest piece of shit piece of shit ever.
Tyra Banks?
Yeah.
What?
Bob Marley?
That guy's better looking than Tyra Banks.
Tyra Banks.
She's better looking than Tyra Banks.
She's good looking than you.
Oh, how about that one?
Yeah. That guy does commercials now for body spray.
Hey.
Oh, see, that's disgusting.
Oh, is that...
It's like the kid from Walking Dead.
This fucking weird Vietnam guy. There's me.
here's where it gets really, like, fucking...
I'll tell you what, this
Mark Merrow,
that part right there,
Mark Merrow,
always freaked
me
out.
Again.
That guy's face always freaked me out. That transition.
He looks like Mark Merrow.
She's better looking.
She does indie wrestling.
I'll tell you what, though.
Ooh, she's got nice
teeth. Mark Merrow. This part here holds up pretty good. That's some pretty good effects.
Yeah, that's good.
Because it still looks good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then, of course, there was the last part where he was smashing a car for no reason.
Dude,
which,
Tyra Banks. You guys think she was hot?
What do you mean was? She still is.
She's
a
fucking
woman.
Wrong
what are you talking
guys?
About?
Yeah. I went to an episode of Tyra.
Did you?
The talk show.
Oh, please tell me it was the one where people were afraid of stuff.
No.
Was it the one where she was flopping around her tits proving they were real?
Yeah, and she did it on my face.
No.
I'm just like, oh,
she's like, is that Corey Havoc? Come here, look at these.
I think she was talking about people saying she had fake breasts, and she goes, you want to see what happens when I take my bra off? And then she took it off and just went...
Down to her knees?
Yeah. National Geographic style.
Did she put rings in her neck?
Yes.
No, I was sort of on the show.
Yeah?
Really?
It was my sister got tickets for her and her
like
friends.
This?
Well, no, I purposely overacted in the audience
so that they would get you.
But it was a Battle of the Sexes show.
Nice.
And she got tickets, and they're like, could you please bring guys with you? So me, my friend Jimmy, and another wrestler, we went. And, yeah, anytime I saw the little camera on the track above us, I would just purposely overact ridiculously to make sure that I got on TV.
And did you?
Yeah. Good. Yeah. I look like a tool.
Yeah.
It's just all these chicks. My one buddy who's like this long hair, little artsy dude, and then I'm just this big fucking hulking dude in the middle. Everybody just sitting in the middle, just like, yeah, she's right. Guys do get boners sometimes.
When they look at Tyra Banks, it's big fucking fat floppy tits.
We don't want this to be a fish fest, guys. Let's bring some guys with you.
Fish fest.
Well, never heard that term.
What would you call it?
Did you just make that up?
Yeah.
Fish fest.
I would call it taco stock.
There you go. Let's not make this a tuna taco fest.
Taco bells.
Yeah. Oh, we got to get out of here, guys.
Well, before that? We go. Oh.
Go ahead.
Today.
Yeah.
1993. Uh-huh. Andre the Giant.
Dead.
Passed away.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And
Andre Russomov.
I have an interesting quick little story about that. What is it? 93, right?
Those poor polio crutches.
A kid I used to hang out with was over my house. We were playing with the Hasbro wrestling figures. TV was on, news was on, for whatever reason. They announced it right then and there. He took my Andre figure and smashed Hulk Hogan with him. Like, out of just like, just pure anger that Andre passed away, and Andre's arm flew across the room.
Nice.
I was so mad because that figure was worth
still is
instantly more as soon as he died.
It's one of the more expensive.
It is.
The most expensive is Dusty.
Dusty. It's the most.
But Andre is up there.
I took a bump off of an action figure once.
Nice.
From Tommy.
Yeah, Jr. You did.
It's true.
Anyway, at Corey Havoc on Twitter.
Yes. At the aristocrats _. Can we change that? We can change that, right?
Yeah. To what? What do you want to change it to?
We are crats?
Yeah, we should do the we are crats bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that confusing?
Yeah.
We'll talk about it off the air.
Well, you can still have a name, you know, the aristocrats radio show and then we are crats.
Well, yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, we'll talk about it. Yeah. All right, we'll see you on Thursday.
Waka waka.
What would you say you do here?
Hey, you, get your damn hands off her.